Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily. So first off, what kind of ASIO cases was this law aimed at stopping the flow of information around these special intelligent operations?
Well, special intelligence operations, it's a new kind of thing they've invented, and what distinguishes them is that they're operations where laws are going to be broken. So unlawful surveillance or break and enter, that kind of thing. And so the ASIO operatives are given immunity from prosecution.
And this section of the ASIO Act, you've said previously that it passed without much opposition from the media or from Labor or from the opposition party. Why is that?
I think it snuck up on the media because they weren't really paying attention. It was one of an enormous sort of wave of national security lawmaking that was rolling through during the Abbott era. And Labor was really just ticking everything on the way through and not really looking into it. And the media just didn't really pay attention to this particular one until it was until the last minute, and by then it was too late.
So what do you think, in its original form, this act in its original form, this section in its original form, how damaging do you feel that it was to freedom of the press?
Very, because of the way it was designed, it has a really strong chilling effect on particularly on the work of journalists. I mean, it applies to everyone, but it effectively reverses the onus, so that if you're a journalist in possession of information that might relate to an ASIO operation, there's no real way of finding out whether it's a special intelligence operation, and you could potentially go to jail for 5 or 10 years if you go ahead and report on it. And even for a journalist to speak to their own editor about it would be an offence. So it was designed to scare them off from anything to do with ASIO.
So essentially, a journalist may have come across information that ASIO had broken a law, but they were entitled to break the law because it was a special intelligence operation in this circumstance, as far as the government is concerned, yet speaking out of it in any kind of form would threaten them with prison.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, an example was there was a number of years ago, ASIO conducted a training operation, which was a raid on a Melbourne hotel, and completely bungled it, and it was a total scandal and embarrassing for the agency. Now, under this law, reporting on that, saying anything about it, could be an offence. Whether that would have been designated a special intelligence operation, I don't know. It probably would have been.
So what's changing? What's changing in regard to this section of the ASIO Act?
What the government has said is that it's going to implement some changes which were recommended by the independent monitor who's conducted a review and reported on it. We won't really know until they bring the amending legislation to know exactly what they're proposing, but in broad terms, what they're saying they're going to do is separate out what they call outsiders, so journalists and other people, from ASIO operatives. So ASIO operatives will continue to have the very high level of secrecy applied to them under this law, whereas journalists and others will have a lower standard applied to them. They'll have a stronger set of defences and much better ability to properly and responsibly report on matters relating to ASIO.
And just as a final point, Michael, as a final concern, I guess, are there any other acts being snuck through Parliament under the banner of national security that you feel, as a lawyer, Australians should be more concerned about?
Where do you start? The top of the list in terms of seriousness, the data retention law was a shocker. The Citizenship Act changes that enable people to lose their citizenship without even meaning or even knowing about it. There's the changes to the Migration Act that make it an offence for anyone who's worked in a detention centre to say anything about it, including medical workers and aid workers. They're probably, you know, for me, they're the top of the list. There's been a pretty wholesale assault on civil liberties and freedoms over the last few years in particular, and it's a long way back from there.
Well, Michael, thank you very much. Do appreciate your insight into this one this morning. Interesting to see what those amendments will be once they actually get announced. Do appreciate your time.
My pleasure.